คุณกำลังอยู่กับ SBS ไทยในช่วงฤดูร้อนแบบนี้นะคะไม่ว่าจะเป็นการไปเล่นน้ำที่ชายหาดเล่นน้ำในสระน้ำที่สวนหลังบ้านไปจนถึงการออกไปชมพลุไฟต้อนรับปีใหม่ผู้กำกับการเทเรสฟิตซ์เจอรัลด์ตัวแทนตำรวจวิกตอเรียฝากคำแนะนำถึงชุมชนไทยให้ทำกิจกรรมเหล่านี้ได้อย่างปลอดภัยในช่วงวันหยุดเทศกาลคริสต์มาสและปีใหม่นี้ดิฉันปริสุทธ์สดใส SBS ไทยรายงานค่ะWe with Superintendent Therese Fitzgerald, the representative from Victoria Police, here at the Victoria Police Head Office. During the holiday, I know that people will go away or having fun at the beaches or go to do some travel around Australia. And what are the key issues that you would like people to be mindful of, to be cautious during this holiday?
Sure, particularly around Victoria and our beaches around Victoria, we want people to be aware of their safety whilst they're on the beach. And if they're going to swim, we ask that they be confident in the water and exercise caution. Swim between the flags. So if you see Life Saving Victoria around, you'll see the yellow and red flags. And we want you to swim between those flags because if you do get into trouble in the water, you'll be able to get assistance quite easily. We ask that you really be aware of road safety whilst you're out driving around. In my division, from Altona and Williamstown, around the beaches there, we'll have a lot of police out and about there to ensure the safety of everybody who's coming to the beach, making sure that you're keeping your valuables safe and locking them away if you're going to go for a swim so that people can't steal them. But we'll have a strong police presence around the beach and around the water so that we can ensure that offences are not occurring and that everybody is safe over this Christmas and holiday period.
How do people know that it is a safe place to swim?
Well, they can look up the Life Saving Victoria website. That's www.lsv.com.au. And I'm not sure whether it's available in Thai language, but they can certainly see in English and have it translated. That will tell you where the beaches are patrolled, but you will very clearly see the yellow and red flags displayed on the along the water, along the beaches where there are Life Saving Victoria. So I would urge your community to look up that website and find out where the patrolled beaches are. Don't swim where it's not a patrolled beach. And around the rivers, etc. as well, any waterways can be dangerous if you don't, if you're not a confident and competent swimmer. So I would urge you to exercise water caution at all times. Watch your children regularly around the water. It only takes a very small amount of water for a child to drown. So if you have blow-up pools in your backyard, anything like that where there is water around, you cannot take your eye off children in the water. So please be aware of that and be very careful when you're about in the public and around water with children.
Regarding drinking alcohol, so during the holiday, people might feel that, oh, I will go and have some beer, or we have a slab of beer at the beach, and maybe they don't aware of the ban of alcohol in public places. So how could we know which place we could drink or which place that you shouldn't?
Okay, so if you know that you're going to a particular beach area, so for example, if you were going to Williamstown, you would look up the Hobsons Bay Local Council website and it can tell you where the bans are or the prohibitions around alcohol consumption in those areas are. So they have very clear, detailed maps about it. So it depends on where you're going. Again, if you're going to the St Kilda foreshore, you would look up the Port Phillip Council website. So just look to the council websites and that will give you the information about where the restrictions are for alcohol use along the bay.
For people who would like to come to the city for fireworks on the New Year's Eve, is there any message that you would like to tell people how they could be safe on that day?
Well, it's a great time to be in Melbourne on New Year's Eve and Christmas. We have amazing fireworks here in Melbourne. But if you're bringing your children into town, just make sure that you're watching them at all times. Again, there are alcohol restrictions in public places, so please be aware of those. Be aware of your valuables whilst you have them with you. Make sure that they're secure. And most of all, stick together and have fun. It's a great place to be on New Year's Eve, in and around the bay and also in the CBD.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Kop Gunka.
กดไลค์แชร์และแสดงความเห็นไป follow SBS Thai ทาง Facebook